Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if I found I could fly. I'd soar up to the sun and look down at the sea and I'd sing, 'cause I'd know how it feels to be free. Many years ago, I was given a beautiful pair of earrings by my husband. They were crafted into tiny, delicate cages, and if you looked closely, you could see a minuscule silver bird on a perch inside. I loved them and wore them often. One day I sat with a recently bereaved man inside a small prison cell, talking fondly of his departed loved one. He paused, pointed at my earrings, and said, "That's me." The men, women, and children who live in prisons are captives. Their lives are defined by their frustrated capacities. It is almost universally the case that prison serves to merely extend a captivity that already marked their lives on the outside. The combined elements of poverty, addiction, domestic violence, sexual abuse, childhood neglect, and premature bereavement form a potent preparation for imprisonment. The stereotype of the hardened criminal is not long crumbling in the face of these realities. Without for a moment diminishing the very real harms caused by crime, criminals are almost always victims too. Our society holds people captive long before our society imprisons. This year's theme for Prisons Week is "What does freedom mean to you?" When heard within the walls of the prison, Nina Simone's words take on new meaning, as even the unlocking of the gate cannot truly set us free.